The Zen of Compassion. I'm presently getting ready to go on a trip, a long trip. I need to leave my wife and son for a few days, and I'm starting to clean up stuff, and I'm realizing that the way that I put things away will affect my wife and son directly and indirectly. And I just put away some bowls that are used for eating cereal. And I made sure to put the bigger bowls on top because I know that my wife likes to use the bigger bowl for cereal in the morning. And actually, before I did that though, I put a smaller bowl on top, kind of lazily. And I thought, it's no big deal. But then I thought, wait a minute. My wife usually doesn't use that small bowl, and if I put it on top of the big bowl, she has to take that small bowl out of the way to get to the big bowl, and it's just a minor inconvenience for her, but these small inconveniences build up. She also has a cold right now, and she asked me to buy 3 boxes of tissues for her because she's been going through them quite quickly. So I bought them. I just got back home, and when I arrived, I thought, I'll just put these boxes unopened on the kitchen table so that she sees them, she knows where they are. And then I stopped myself and I realized, wait a minute, is that really the most compassionate thing to do? Why don't I take them out of the package that's wrapping them up and pull the first tissue out of the box so that she doesn't have to do that. So it's these little things that are acts of compassion. And when we're aware of the preferences of our loved ones, we can create small worlds where we show that we love somebody. Now, of course, we have to constantly keep vigil for these little things because they're really all over the place. And can we ever really, truly, completely know the preferences of our loved ones? So keeping open, keeping aware, what do they like? How do they do things? What's their preferences? And can I make small worlds where they know that, I thought about them first. I thought about them and what their needs are first before. And here's the key here. When you find yourself being a little bit lazy, just a tiny bit, just getting things done and not really thinking about how what you do affects somebody else. When you find yourself in that kind of state of mind, you're kind of setting yourself up for pain. In some way, you're setting yourself up for a difficult situation with your loved ones, if you live with loved ones. But even if you don't live with loved ones, I think you know what I mean. Okay, well, that's it for this episode of the Zen of Compassion.